Hey there, and welcome back. Episode 243 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Before we begin today's episode, I want to make sure you know all about our upcoming live event happening April 24th through 26th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wait till you see what we have in store for you for our third annual event. We have 2.5 days loaded with speakers, strategy, Q&A, cocktail parties, a little bit of that. DJ Sammy's going to be there. Oh my goodness, he's not just any DJ. Sammy has played on Necker Island, a private party for Justin Timberlake, and of course, She's Building Her Empire Live. I can't even say that without laughing because it's just so crazy. He's a pretty amazing. So get ready to get inspired, meet new friends, form collaborations, and find a group of women who just get exactly what you're going through. I can't wait to meet you in person, give you a big hug. So go check out how to register because April 24th will be here before you know it. Go to bit.ly/SBHE live. Again, that's bit.ly/SBHE live. And I can't wait to see you at She's Building Her Empire Live. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey everyone, Stacey Tuschel here from shesbuildingherempire.com. And I'm super excited because I have my friend Jill Stanton today. Jill, I'm so excited. And if you see her rocking, she's like addicted. New baby boy, Kai, just 3 weeks old. So I'm so excited. We're going to dive in. Jill, I'm so excited you're here today.
I'm so excited. I was saying to you earlier, like, it feels good to be back in the game.
Is this your first thing or have you done other stuff?
First thing.
Oh, I feel honored, Jill. Yeah, all right. I'm super excited. I feel special. Okay, cool.
And it's the first time I've ever checked out of work for like 3 weeks straight. So I'm like, wow. I'm just dying to talk to people.
I love it. So let's just briefly, I mean, we're going to talk all things visibility today.
Yes.
But I do want to briefly talk. I mean, you have a very big business and now you have a 3-week-old baby that I'm sure is changing things up. So what has that been like for you and what's the plan moving forward?
Yeah. So one thing it's definitely done for me is, well, A, allow me to actually take a break, which I've sadly never done.
Yeah.
In the 6 years Josh and I have been running businesses together. It sounds insane, but I feel like the entrepreneurs get it. I've never taken more than a few days to completely check out. So that's been like a brain refresher. It's been so nice. Secondly, it's allowed me to get like hardcore focused and like laser focused on what actually matters. And I've just cut everything else, like all the stupid stuff I was like obsessing over or focusing on before that didn't really move the needle but kept me busy and like feeling purposeful, off my plate. Like now I'm just so, this is my lane. I don't need to do anything else. The team's got everything else. Josh has got that. Like I'm just gonna own my role. And which is wild for me because I used to have like, I used to love having all my fingers in all the pots. And now I'm just like, no, this is what I do. Yeah.
So and it's like the stuff. Yeah. It's the stuff that you should have been doing already, but you just maybe don't have a strong enough why. And now it's important to go, not doing it. Got to get out of
there. Yeah, man. Like just, it just allows you to get so focused. I'm like, why didn't I have a baby before this? I probably would have been much more productive.
Yes, definitely.
So that's been nice.
All right, cool. So, and you're, so for 3 weeks out, some people might think that's crazy, but I don't, as an entrepreneur, it's not as crazy as you may think because first we love working. It's such a big part of us, but our focus just has changed, like you said. So I think the way that we work is different, but we're still us. You know, we still want to go do everything we've been doing. Or maybe a little less, like you said, but I think it just shows how passionate you are about what you're doing and you want to get back. So I love that you're here and that you're already jumping back in, but I also love to hear that you're slowing down and you're taking breaks with Kai.
Yeah, it's like a little column A, column B. Josh and I have a good system. Also, I hate the feeling of slowed momentum. So like that's the last thing I want to experience ever again. I feel like that was like the last 6 months of last year and it felt like death warmed up. So I definitely never want to experience that again. So that's pretty much a driving force for me. And now I have a whole other reason, you know, like I have this little thing that I just want to like give the best life to. And so
absolutely,
there's added motivation there.
Well, I remember last year we were together and I said, you were pregnant and I said to you, so are you going to slow down? Are you going to take it easy next year? And you're like, no. We've got plans. We're doing big steps. So that's why I wanted to bring you on, because I think you're the perfect person to go, okay, here's what we're doing. Here's how we're going to stay visible. Here's how we're going to keep growing, especially when things maybe aren't going our way for Facebook or everything else that's coming our way. So let's really dive in deep today and talk about visibility. And I really want to pick your brain and ask you, what are things that have stayed the same? You know, what are things you've been doing since the beginning when nobody knew who you were and you were just starting out to right now when, yeah, you've got a following and people love you? And, you know, what are some similarities and what are some differences?
This, like doing interviews nonstop. Yeah. Excuse me, nonstop. When we first started, like I had nothing to lose, right? So I just reached out to anybody and everybody. I was guest posting like it was my job. I was doing any kind of interviews I could possibly get on. Like I just wanted to spread the message. So that has never stopped, except I really feel like Josh and I took our foot off the gas towards the end of last year, and we kind of stopped the marketing machine we had created, hence the lack of momentum, which I never want to feel again. So we learned our lesson real fast and kicked it back up. So now it looks a bit different in that we have one of our team members doing the outreach and the follow-up for us and like the research around the shows. But that's one thing that's never changed is the power of organic traffic, so that you're not always having to pay for eyeballs on your stuff. Like I feel like I probably have a very unpopular opinion because I don't always just want to pay for traffic. I would much rather create some solid systems that allow you to attract organic traffic, which is sustainable, it's long-term, and it eventually cuts down on your ad costs because you have this built-in audience, which comes through, I mean, we're going to talk about it throughout this episode, but which comes through things like doing promotional content, community content, and this thing that we call cornerstone content. So
I love that. Okay, I'm already excited. So before we dive into that, I want to ask you though, you had said you had slowed down towards the end of the year. Was it because baby was coming? What was the reason for that? And how did you get there?
I think we really got in our head last year. You know, we had this like breakout year in 2016 and everything felt so easy. And we're like, oh my God, this is like done. We're done. Our job is done now. Like everything is taken care of. We make all this money and we have this audience and like now I don't have to do anything. And so we got real comfy. Mm-hmm. We have a recurring membership, which allowed us to just always have cash coming in, allowed us to get real comfy there.
Yeah.
We just took our foot off the gas. And I think once that started happening and things started slowing down for us, that's when the mindset demons kicked in. And then it was almost like, just this, like, I don't know, this track in our heads that we're like, is it all going away?
Right.
You know
what
I mean? Is it all stopping? You know? And so once you get in your head, I feel like that's where the damage is done. And it's just this repetitive track of like, oh my God, we're totally shit. Oh my God, it's over for us. And I think that, I mean, you and I were in a mastermind together last year. And someone, like, when we would ask for feedback, people would say, but you guys are screwing the 9-to-5. Of course it's going to, and we're like, that's not what's happening though, guys. And inside I was, it was causing me to just implode because it didn't feel like that for us. And so that's where it all started to kind
and the mind is a powerful thing. If you don't believe it, it's like you said, everybody else would say, no, but you're fine. And you're like, no. Yeah. Your opinion matters so much more than everybody else's. Yeah,
totally. And so Josh has started working with Jim Fortin, which has been so huge and just helping us like tweak that mindset and realize that, oh my God, it's not all dying. It's absolutely thriving and we can get back on the game like that. So,
Okay, good. Well, that makes me happy to hear that. Yeah. So let's dive into these three areas that you're talking about because I know people are interested. Let us have it. Where do we start?
Okay. So The thing with visibility and traffic is you really want to start paying or playing to the organic side of things, right? Because there are always going to be people searching. There are always going to be people listening to other people's podcasts, video shows, live streams, all of that kind of stuff. There are so many opportunities for us to really build long-term sustainable traffic that's free. And it just takes a little blood, sweat, and tears, which is not the sexiest thing to talk about. But when it comes to building these mammoth audiences that a lot of us are trying to build and that a lot of big brands have, it takes hard work and hustle. It just does. Like, there's no way around it unless you want to pay with your dollars versus your time. So there's three key areas that Josh and I focus on. Cornerstone content, and I'll break that down. Community content. Break that down as well. And then promotional content. And that's like what we're doing here, like interviews, yeah, guest posts, that kind of stuff. So let's start with cornerstone content. So this is really purposeful, keyword driven content. And I have notes because I really want to make sure that I have, that I hit all of it. So the key with cornerstone content is you really want to hit the major topic areas in your space, in your industry. So for us, this looks like things like webinars, Facebook Live, blogging, Facebook ads, Facebook groups, anything to do with online marketing, business, lifestyle, that kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Instagram, social media, that kind of stuff. So what we do is we identify these major topic areas and we start creating these long form, high impact pieces of free content. So they're almost like free guides, but they're blog posts. So if you go to our site right now, we have some around online business ideas, like how to come up with ideas. If you know you want to start a business, but you don't really have a passion, we have one around creating a business plan, sales funnels, Facebook groups, webinars, and they're these big content pieces that are, they teach something tangible, but they are highly researched. They are keyword driven so that you can start ranking on Google, start getting that sustainable traffic without having to pay for it. And they lead people somewhere. So this is either towards an offer of your own products, programs, services, events, whatever, masterminds, or, and this is one of my favorite forms of revenue, affiliate revenue. So this is monetized through other people's courses. And I know that it seems counterintuitive to promote other people's courses, but you're not always going to be able to tick every single box for your audience. Like, no, you can't cater to everything. And so one of the things that we love doing is identifying the key people around. So like, for example, our post on webinars, I promote Amy Porterfield's webinars that convert because I don't have a course on webinars. I don't want to create a course on webinars. Right. She's a freaking champ when it comes to webinars. No one knows them better than her. So I'm just going to drive traffic her way, right?
Yeah.
That kind of affiliate revenue is highly leveraged. There's rarely that much fulfillment or customer service on your end. And so it allows you to not only bring in this organic traffic that's free, but move it towards a highly dialed in, optimized form of revenue for yourself. So whether that's tools, other people's courses, whatever that looks like for you, having that as an as kind of like an alternative income source is huge for this kind of content.
Can I ask you questions on that real quick? So
otherwise, I'll just keep talking.
you're on like, you're like binge eating right now. This is your binge vibe after 3 weeks of being off. So okay, my question for you is, you a couple things. You mentioned those cornerstone pieces of content. Where do we maybe find that content? How do we know what is relevant, what people do want to know if we're just starting out? We don't have a community.
Yeah. So one of my favorite things is, okay, so if you don't have a community, I was going to say, ask your community. If you don't have a community, start looking at what other people are talking about in your space, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So start seeing where people are struggling. Start participating in Facebook groups. Like, just because you don't have your own community doesn't mean that you can't join other relevant Facebook groups in your space. Use the search bar, see what people are talking about, see where they're struggling, start having conversations and connecting with them, which is the easiest thing to do in Facebook groups. It's what it's designed for.
Right.
And have those be aligned with your strengths and what you want to be known for, and then start doing market research that way, right? And then as you start doing things like this, getting on other people's podcasts, doing other people's live shows, doing other people's web shows, writing guest posts, you're going to start building that traffic, start building your email list so that you can start asking people what they want to learn about. And then the next piece of that is doing the research using something like Google Keyword Planner tool, which is still free. I know a lot of people say, oh, you have to start a campaign. No, you don't. It's absolutely free. Or there's another one called, it's such a random name, and sorry, it's a swear word, but it's called Keyword Shitter.
Okay.
The weirdest name for a keyword tool.
Yeah, definitely.
Keyword Shitter is a great keyword research tool as well that you can use to uncover what people are searching for in real time and then create content pieces around that.
Yeah, and I think too, with the other thing you mentioned about sharing things like Amy's webinars and just other people, we get in this mindset where we're just so afraid to share out other people's stuff. And I love that you said, we're not going to tick every single like box off of somebody's list. And you're right. There are people that are listening to you, and there will be people that will listen to you forever that never, ever buy from you. It is just a fact. They just won't. But you might have somebody on there on your podcast, or you might share somebody in your blog, and they fall in love with them, and maybe you're an affiliate, and now you're actually going to get some of that money that you were never going to get before, right?
Yeah. And I don't mind if they don't buy my stuff, if they're going through and buying someone else's and I get a commission for it.
Right. Well,
I'm totally cool with that.
Let's say you don't even get a commission, but then Amy's like, hey, that was so nice of you for doing that. I would love to share out something you're doing, or can I have you on my podcast?
Yes. Just the relationship building side of it.
Absolutely. Yes. For sure. A lot of times I'll say, hey, I've got nothing going on. I just saw you have a launch coming up. I'd love to share it out on Instagram stories or my Facebook group. Or people are so appreciative of that stuff. So don't lose that opportunity to do that.
And that's really smart on your end. You're like everyone's favorite person, because you're like, I have nothing going on my own. Can I share of yours?
Right, right.
Everyone's like, yeah.
Right, because who's going to turn you down?
Nobody. Exactly.
Right.
This is why I love being back.
Yeah, you just needed this. So, and I'm so glad that you're here. And I know that people are going to get so much out of this, like they are already. As we're talking about content, and we're not talking just about paid advertising, we're actually talking about how to not pay for it.
Yeah.
What are some of the ways that you are really making sure, whether it's those podcasts, those Facebook lives, are you starting to be more selective? Are you still trying, like, how do you decide, is this worth my time? Because I'm sure you get pitched every day.
Okay, so let's keep it real. If you're just starting out, like, I remember, okay, so someone said to me, this was way back before I even started my business, but I was involved in like modeling and TV. It sounds so lame, but I was. I had the lamest modeling career you could ever have.
Can I tell them about the one video I saw of you?
No, Stacey.
Can we just tell them one job that they may not know you've had?
Oh, God. Fine. Deal or no deal.
Oh, so good, you guys. You gotta go find it. Will they find it or no?
I hope to God not.
Oh, it was like something I will never forget. She like opened up a briefcase and talked to Howie. And it was so good, you guys. I couldn't even believe it was her. So good. Anyway, okay, let's get back. Let's focus. All right.
Okay. So I at that point I had connected with the CEO of one of the biggest TV stations here, and I had been offered a TV show, but they wanted to make me like a villain. And I was like, no, I don't want to be portrayed like that, blah, 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 blah. And he looked me dead in the eye. And he's like, who are you to pass up an opportunity? And I was like, oh, damn. There is some truth. Nobody, right? Yeah. I was nobody at that time. And so if you are just starting out, who are you to be that discerning of what podcasts you will make time for? Like, just get out there, because guaranteed you're going to stumble over your words in the beginning. You're really going to have to work on your story, how you deliver your content, who you connect with. And doing these podcasts that may just be starting up, i.e. they're new and noteworthy, or they have smaller audiences. Just because they have smaller audiences doesn't mean they don't have engaged audiences. Right. And that's really what you want, is the engagement versus just the vanity numbers around like, oh, I have a million downloads a month, but like not a million people are actually listening to it, right? So I'd much rather have 1,000 people who really care versus 10,000 who are like, meh, I'll listen to it later. Plus, as you start to build these relationships with other podcasters, you can say, like, one of our favorite things to say at the end is like, do you know anyone else that I could reach out to who would love to have me on their show? Then you get the direct referral from them, or the direct introduction. that makes it so much easier to start banking these podcast episodes. And then it's just a process of like, it all stacks, right? The snowball right. starts rolling, and that's how momentum is built. So like,
and the intros are so much better. Yeah. The email intros are so much better than be like, hi, my friend told me about you. Yeah. And yeah, it's not going to happen, right? So totally. It may or may not happen, but way better if you can actually get them to send an introduction through email.
Yeah. And so right now, like as we're starting to re-kick off our marketing and our visibility, like I'm not being discerning. I'm just like, I want to talk to everyone. Yeah. Also, yeah. Probably because I haven't talked to anyone in so long.
Yeah. You're like, please have me on your show.
Yeah. Can I please come on your show?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Okay. So, and I love that you're just being super honest. I mean, in the beginning, you're right. Like you're doing things that you may not want to do in a year or however long from now. But I will tell you, people always say like, oh, it's quality or it's quality over quantity. And you're thinking, yeah, maybe. No, yeah. Really. I have been on big podcasts that I would have thought this is going to be the one that blows up my business. Yes. And then it's the one that you've never heard of. They may not have a big following, but all of a sudden you're getting all these emails that day and your yes. Facebook group is blowing up and it's happened. So I would definitely not discount certain people because you don't think they're big enough.
Absolutely. And earn it.
Yeah.
Earn the ability to be discerning, right?
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. Work for it.
For sure. I love it.
Not everyone wants to hear that, but it's true.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, you have to give a little tough love sometime, and I don't want to hear it either, but it's a good reminder to go, you're right. You got to get yeah. out there. You got to start making, you know, asking for those intros and doing all the stuff that Jill is saying right now. So, yeah. Jill, we are wrapping up here in a little bit. So what are some things I know it's like, don't kick me out. So I want to know from you, did we cover all the 3 points yet?
No, we still have
Let's
the
keep going.
Content. Okay. So yes. We kind of went out of order, but whatever, it doesn't matter. So we have cornerstone content, which is yep. keyword driven and purposeful. Then we have promotional content, which is what we're talking about right now. And so if you are wanting to uncover these opportunities, one of the yeah. easiest ways is to hit iTunes, go through New and Noteworthy. Those people are always looking for guests because yeah. they need content because they're trying to stay in New and Noteworthy. So that's yeah. one of the easiest ways to start finding podcast interviews to be featured on. And then the next step is you could start looking for guest posts. So one of the easiest tricks to be able to find guest posts that you can submit for is to open up a Google search, get your niche or a synonym of your niche. So for us, it'd be online marketing, online business, anything like social media, webinars, anything like that. Just create a list of synonyms, open up a Google search, use one of your synonyms, and then in quotes, write for us. Or online business quotes contribute. Online marketing quotes, write for us. And what that'll do is it'll tell Google that you only want to see results from websites that are aligned with your niche and have the words write for us or contribute, guest post, guest blog, or whatever written somewhere on their site. Typically that exists in the form of a link and will take you to their write for us page where you can go through the submission guidelines and figure out how you can contribute to their site. So that's a really simple hack. Start building up those guest posts, which will give you links to your site, which help you rank higher for the yeah. keywords you're going to start targeting with your cornerstone content. All right. So the third piece is community content. And this is stuff like podcasting, live streaming, blogging, vlogging, all of that kind of stuff. And this is high frequency, engaging content that allows you to pop back up in your audience's email every single week or in their social media feeds or in your group, whatever it is. And it's simply these live streams or yeah. podcast episodes, things that continue to engage your audience, keep building the rapport and the relationship with them and yeah. keep you front of mind so that when they are looking for whatever it is you have to say and sell, you're top of mind.
Right.
So this is stuff that is like we said, regular podcast episodes, regular Facebook lives, vlogs, whatever your chosen medium is. And these are important because we've all heard it takes around 7 touch points for someone to yeah. eventually buy from you. This is a great way of getting in their inbox, getting in front of them, and staying aligned with what you have to say and sell so that when they do go to make a purchase decision,
yeah.
it's you they think of.
Yeah. So now with your Facebook groups, you know, you have a huge Facebook group. You've shut one down, started another yeah. one. It's still really big. So with all of that, and now everybody's saying, you know, groups are the place to be. Is there anything you're doing different now with all the talk of Facebook algorithm? Is there anything you're doing different, or have you been kind of consistent in what you've been doing?
So we're about to start implementing a whole new batch of things that we want to test out in our Facebook group. One of them being, I really love the idea of custom introduction threads. So you know how in Facebook groups it says like, you had 71 new members join your Facebook group this week, write a post to welcome them. So what we're starting to do is getting really crafty with our join questions. So like, what are you currently struggling with? And using them to kind of direct people. So we have a free traffic workshop that we're starting up in April. So that'll be one of the questions. So like, would you like to attend our free traffic workshop? Do you agree to the rules? And what is your biggest struggle in your business right now? Now, as we start to approve people, like our community manager inside the free group will approve people once a week, and she'll make a note of what they say their biggest struggles are, and then create this custom introduction thread. And she's going to say, like, I've noticed that 63% of you said that you struggle with visibility, or you struggle with sales, or you struggle with blah, blah, blah. Here are all the free resources we have on the screw that can help you overcome this obstacle. So not only are we starting to build that brand awareness, but now I'm constantly moving people towards our webinar as they come into our group, and it's front loading a ton of free content. So they're like, damn, I just got into this group and now I have all these resources that are perfectly catered to what I just said my trouble is. Mm-hmm. So it allows us to build that relationship, that trust, and that no like trust factor. Yeah. So
I love
that's
that.
One thing that we're really testing out.
Well, and I love the spreadsheet idea. A lot of people don't know this, but those three questions, after you click approve and you put them in, they're gone.
Gone.
People think they're going back to find them later. No, no, no. They're gone. Yeah. You've missed it. So you want to make sure, if you haven't already started doing this, start to document that somewhere so that you don't miss out on what people are saying, and reevaluate your questions, which that you just made me do that when you're telling me about yours. I'm like, do I need to update mine? Maybe. Yeah. So think about that, you guys. You might have those questions set months ago and you've completely forgot what you're asking. Constantly be thinking about how to reevaluate. Jill has a very large Facebook group and you hear her saying, we've got all these new ideas. We're still focused on it. You have to make sure that you don't get comfortable, like Jill said in the beginning, think you're good, because you've got to look at your insights. Are people there and engaging? Are they actually in that group, commenting and being a part of the group, not just a fake number at the side where they're not even seeing your notifications or anything?
Yeah. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's another thing that we've been jamming on with our team is like, okay, so we have all these insights, whether you just use Facebook insights for groups or use something like Gridix, they will show you what your most popular days are. So on our most popular days, I'm putting stuff that fuels our business into the group. And on the days that are down and need a bit of a pick-me-up, I am now creating posts that are like promo threads or stuff like that, because I know people flock into groups on the promo days, right?
Yes.
And so I'm going to start putting those on my least engaged days so that engagement just skyrockets, which is typically on the weekend, right? Because people are out living lives. And then on Mondays is when we do our custom introduction threads, once we kick that off. So now I've stacked my engagement over the weekend so that on Monday, that post is getting out into the newsfeed more, because I've just like engaged the hell out of my group over the weekend. So I'm kind of like riding off the back of that engagement.
Okay. I love that. That little clip, you're probably going to have to go back and listen to and take some more notes. My social media manager will be listening to that too. This was so good.
You're like, guess what? You have a whole new job now.
She's going to love this. So I love it though, because it still is part of your visibility plan, right? Mm-hmm. I think we think visibility is about getting new people, but it's also being visible to our current people that maybe they're on our email list, they're on our social media, but they're not actually engaging with us. How do we get them to actually engage? So be thinking about that, you guys. I also want to be thinking about too, you know, those open email rates. So the visibility part with your email open rates, your people actually getting engaged in your group, that is the kind of visibility we're still talking about, not just new people, but your current people as well.
Yeah. Because I want lifers, right? Like I'm looking for resonance. I'm looking for connection. I'm looking for the people who give a damn. Those people are already in your group. And yes, you want to constantly have new people coming in, learning about your brand, all of that kind of stuff. But I also very much want to take care of and connect with and give my time and attention to the ones who have already raised their hand being like, I love it here.
For so, sure.
Don't overlook, even if they're lurkers, right? Like you can turn the lurkers into lifers in so many different ways.
Yeah.
People just discount lurkers. Like, oh, they just take up space in groups. No, I'm a lurker in groups.
Yes.
If I don't own the group, I'm the biggest lurker you could ever have. I never participate in any other groups.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I don't get value out of them.
Yes, definitely. That's and it doesn't mean at some point you might not become a buyer. I mean, you may be in there long enough and go, you know what? It's time I buy something. She really knows her stuff and I really like what she has to offer.
Yeah.
You never know when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now with your podcast, I've heard people say to me, I've been listening to your podcast for over a year and I just bought whatever program.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes that long for them to be listening. And you, like you said before, you just never know what they're looking for. And when you finally pitch what they've been waiting for, they might be ready to buy.
Well, it's so funny. Someone joined Screw You a couple months ago and they told me like, I've been in your group for 2 years. And I was like, damn, make me work for it.
I know, you don't know. So that's another great example, you guys. It can take a little bit longer than you think, but it doesn't have to. Sometimes it's one day and they're so loving your content, they buy. There's different types of people out there.
I had one member, her name's Stephanie. She read one blog post on membership sites and joined Screw You. And she was in there for like 2 years. And I was like, you're the easiest customer I've ever got. That's all it took.
Right, right. So, okay, a couple things before we go. I really want to make sure people know, where do we find you? Where is this Facebook group you've been talking about? Where's the best place to connect with you?
Okay. Get ready for the onslaught of links.
Okay.
So best way to connect with us, screwthe95.com. That's where you'll see all these free guides. You can take a spin through a bunch of them. I'm actually just about to launch the Facebook groups one. It's like something like 12,000 words. We went a little over the top with it, but it's detailed.
Like it's like an online course, but in a free book.
It's like a freaking book. But it'll walk you through so many of these strategies that if you're using groups are key.
Okay.
Second, if you want to join our Facebook group, screwcommunity.com, easiest way, it'll redirect to the join page. You can fill out the questions and we'll get you in there. And then if you do want to start learning about traffic and just how to make it work for you so that you're not constantly at the mercy of Facebook ads, Josh is leading a free traffic workshop starting in April that'll walk you through this four-part framework that dives even deeper into what I talked about here. And that's over at screwthe95.com/workshop. I just remembered, I don't even think I set up that link before I just said that, but I'll get it up.
And you know, just send it to me and we'll put everything in the show notes to you guys. So you can always, we'll make sure we get you hooked up. Okay.
Yeah. Baby brain. I'm just going to blame it on Kyle.
Hey, you can, when you have a 3 week old baby, you can blame anything you want on him. Okay.
I blame everything on him.
All right. So my last question for you is, what can we expect from you? I know you just mentioned a couple workshops, but what is this year going to look like?
So this year is very focused on a lot of these cornerstone pieces, a lot of organic traffic for us, a huge play on SEO for us, and just nonstop podcast interviews. We're really going to be diving into our group in a bigger and better way this year. And then this free traffic workshop that leads to a program we have called 90 Day Traffic Plan, which we're really pumped about.
I'm excited. I'm so excited to catch up with you and just see what you got going on. I miss you too. All right. I know. We can keep going on and on. You missed it in the beginning before we actually hit record too. So, all right, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Jill, for spending time away from your little one, your new little one. I appreciate you so much. You guys, make sure to go check out all those links. You are definitely going to want to listen to this again, take some good notes, and really make sure to start implementing. Go check out Jill and Josh at screwthe9to5.com. And you guys, again, thank you for being here. We will see you next time.
Thanks so much, Stacey.
Bye, Jill.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.